Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 1131, Carry the Weight, by Tynan of Tynan.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you every day, including holidays. For now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Carry the Weight, by Tynan of Tynan.com. For most of my life, at least until my late 20s, I was a slacker. I did almost nothing to help around the house, choosing to procrastinate on things assigned to me until someone else just did it themselves, because that was easier than goading me into doing it. Even in friendships, I would rely on my good friends to come up with plans or invite me somewhere, and then I'd join. The only reason I got into college was because my best friend at the time, Phil, pushed me into filling out an application. I wouldn't have done it otherwise. There were exceptions, of course, but in general, I was probably a burden. I was a good friend and family member in other ways, but in terms of carrying the weight of those relationships, I wasn't putting in my fair share. It's embarrassing to say that, but it's true. A couple years back, Todd wasn't as invested in SET as I was. We had started it as a side project, but it seemed like there was enough potential that it was worth going full time. I wanted to do so, but Todd's priorities were elsewhere, so he worked a lot less than me. If SET was going to continue, I would have to take full responsibility for it. I remember crystallizing the decision down very clearly. I could either decide that I would carry all of the weight for SET, or I could do what was fair, which would result in SET stalling. Put in that context, it wasn't that difficult of a choice. I decided that I would carry all of the weight no matter what. So for a while, I carried all of the weight for SET. I felt resentment from time to time, but overall, it was a surprisingly good experience. I liked the responsibility. I felt myself become stronger and more disciplined. I gave myself a chance to rise to a challenge, and I met it. I even felt good that I was working for Todd, carrying some weight for him when he couldn't or wouldn't. He's certainly done that for me any number of times during our friendship. Sometimes all it takes to change yourself is to try out a new mindset once. You see that it's better, and you can't imagine going back. That's what happened with me in carrying weight. I decided that in all cases, I would carry whatever weight needed to be carried. As I've written about before, my friends and I bought an island. One friend, Elliot, and I came up with the idea, and then I did almost all of the legwork to make it actually happen. People asked me if I would get to make all the rules or own more of the island because of that, but I never thought of it that way. 10 of us put in our money, so it's all of ours. If I can put in some work to make it happen, then I'm happy to be able to do that for my friends. 4 of us went up and started clearing a path up to the top of the hill, which is backbreaking work. Literally, one guy had to rest his back for a whole day. People cautioned me that with such a large group, it would be hard to get everyone to put in equal effort to make it fair. I didn't see it like that at all, though. Getting to do hard work that benefits people I'm close to is a privilege. If I didn't have so many friends who are also eager to carry weight, I'd be happy to carry it all and do all of the work myself. Even on the small scale now, I try to do little chores whenever I can. If I'm staying at someone's place and their dishes are dirty, I'll wash them. If friends and I are going on a trip, I'll do whatever planning needs to be done. I don't say any of this to make myself seem like a saint, by the way. If anything, I realize that I'm late to the party, and I know that I'm still trailing behind most of my friends who have been carrying some of my share since I can remember. The small silver lining of only making this change recently is that I may have a lucid enough perspective on it to share. When you carry all of the weight, you make other people's lives better. You also make your own life better in both predictable and unpredictable ways. You develop strength and confidence, knowing that although you can work with others and accept their help, you can also manage a lot by yourself if you have to. You build discipline. You become the kind of person that gets invited to everything because no one has to worry about carrying weight for you. You feel a sense of pride knowing that you're providing for others. Be willing to carry all of the weight. When you see a situation where someone needs to step up and put in extra effort, be that person. Maybe you already are. But if you're like I used to be and you wait for someone else to take care of it, try caring more than you're used to. I bet you'll like it more than you think. You just listened to the post titled Carry the Weight by Tynan of Tynan.com. That should do it for today. Hope you're having a great day. And I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.